Joseph grew up with his brothers in a bustling household in the valley of Hebron in the ancient land of Canaan. The air was always filled with the sounds of laughter, bickering, and the clanging of pots and pans as someone was always cooking. The scent of freshly baked bread wafted through the house and mingled with the earthy aroma of spices and herbs from the garden. As a young boy, Joseph loved nothing more than running around in the fields with his brothers, playing tag and chasing after each other. They would tumble and roll in the grass, their laughter echoing across the countryside. But as he grew older, Joseph began to feel like an outsider in his own family. As the firstborn to Rachel, Jacob's true love, he was favored above all his brothers. To this end, his father gave him a coat of many colors that made him stand out from the rest. His siblings became jealous of his special treatment, and their playtime grew more competitive and aggressive. Joseph's world was turned upside down when he had a vivid dream one night. In it, he saw himself as a powerful ruler, with his brothers bowing down to him in submission. Excitedly, he shared his dream with his siblings the next morning, but they only scoffed and sneered, ridiculing him for his grandiose ideas. As time passed, the tension between Joseph and his brothers grew more palpable. They resented him for his perceived arrogance and entitlement, and he in turn became withdrawn and isolated. One day, Joseph's brothers were out in Shechem tending their father's flock. Jacob asked his son to go and check on them. Joseph complied. But when he went to Shechem, after a journey of a week, his brothers were not there. Asking around, he learned that they had relocated to Dothan, about 15 miles north. Joseph camped in Shechem for the night and then took off for Dothan early the next morning. As Joseph approached Dothan, his brothers saw him coming from afar. "Here comes the dreamer," Simeon said. "Let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits." "Yes," Asher agreed. "We can say that some wild animal ate him and we'll see what happens to those dreams." Reuben, the eldest, intervened and convinced them to not kill him, but to just throw him into a pit. And so, before he could say a word, Joseph's brothers pounced on him, ripping the colorful coat from his back and throwing him into an empty cistern. The impact of his body hitting the ground sent shockwaves through his bones, and he lay there, bruised and disoriented. As he lay trapped in the cistern, the smell of dirt and dampness filled his nostrils, and the sound of his own ragged breaths was the only noise to break the silence. His skin was raw and sore from the rough edges of the cistern walls, and he could taste the metallic tang of blood in his mouth. Above him, his brothers sat down to eat a meal, their laughter and chatter grating on his ears. He could smell the aroma of bread and cooked meat wafting down into the cistern, making his stomach growl with hunger and despair. But then, a group of Ishmaelite traders passed by, and Joseph's brothers decided to sell him into slavery instead of leaving him to die out in the wilderness. As he was pulled out of the cistern and handed over to the traders, Joseph's heart was heavy with fear and uncertainty, but he refused to give up hope. He knew that his future was uncertain, but he held fast to his faith in God, praying for deliverance and a chance to one day reunite with his family. After being sold into slavery by his brothers, Joseph was taken on a long and grueling journey to Egypt. The trip was harsh and unforgiving, with the hot sun beating down on them relentlessly, the wind kicking up dust and sand that made it difficult to breathe. As the caravan made its way further into Egypt, the landscape changed from barren deserts to lush green fields and palm trees. Joseph could smell the sweet scent of fruits and spices in the air, and his spirits lifted slightly at the sight of the fertile land. But any hopes he had were quickly dashed when he arrived at the slave market. The stench of sweat and fear filled the air, as traders haggled over the price of each slave. Joseph was prodded and examined like a piece of livestock, his body on display for all to see. Finally, a man named Potiphar purchased Joseph for his household. Joseph was put to work immediately, his days spent toiling in the fields under the hot sun. As time went on, he began to distinguish himself from the other slaves. Joseph worked harder and faster than any of them, his determination and skill catching the eye of Potiphar. He was elevated to chief of his master's household and was even granted a few privileges. But Joseph's fortunes were not to last. After being falsely accused of a crime, he was thrown into prison. Despite the darkness and hopelessness that surrounded him, Joseph refused to give up hope. He clung to his faith in God and prayed for the strength and resilience to overcome the trials that lay ahead. After spending some time in prison, Joseph was given the opportunity to interpret the dreams of two of Pharaoh's officials. His interpretations turned out to be accurate, and one of the officials remembered him when Pharaoh himself had a dream that he could not understand. Joseph was brought before Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, who was seated on a grand throne, surrounded by his courtiers and advisors. Pharaoh addressed him sternly, demanding that he interpret his dream. Joseph listened carefully as Pharaoh described the 7 fat cows and the 7 thin cows that had appeared to him in his dream, as well as the 7 healthy ears of grain and the 7 withered ears. With a calm and steady voice, Joseph gave his interpretation of the dream. He explained that the 7 fat cows and healthy ears of grain represented 7 years of abundance in Egypt, while the 7 thin cows and withered ears represented 7 years of famine. He then went on to suggest a plan to prepare for the upcoming famine by storing up grain during the years of abundance. Pharaoh was impressed by Joseph's wisdom and insight, and he immediately appointed him as the overseer of all of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. As the new overseer, Joseph worked tirelessly to implement his plan to store grain, and the people of Egypt prospered during the years of abundance. When the famine finally came, Joseph was prepared, and he was able to provide food for the people not only of Egypt, but also of neighboring lands. During the famine, Joseph's brothers traveled to Egypt to buy grain. Unaware of Joseph's identity, they faced their brother who ultimately revealed himself to them. Joseph forgave his brothers for their betrayal and invited his entire family, including his father Jacob, to live in Egypt. This event marked the beginning of the Israelites' presence in Egypt, which would later lead to their enslavement and eventual exodus.
There are many parallels between the life of Joseph and the life of Jesus. Without getting into too much detail, here are 10 similarities. 1. Both Joseph and Jesus were beloved by their fathers. 2. Both were betrayed by those closest to them. 3. Both were falsely accused. 4. Both were condemned to death. Joseph was condemned twice, by his brothers and by Potiphar's wife, both times he was spared. 5. Both were exalted to positions of power. 6. Both forgave those who wronged them. 7. Both saved their people from destruction. 8. Both had a special relationship with God. 9. Both were tempted but did not sin. 10. Both were models of integrity and faithfulness. These similarities are significant because they point to Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of God's plan for salvation. Joseph was a foreshadowing of Jesus, and his story helps us to understand the significance of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Father, thank you for the story of Joseph and how it helps us have a deeper understanding of the life and character of Jesus. Like Joseph, may we also be characterized by lives of integrity and forgiveness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.